you say, usually around the first of the month, the bill is
due.
And if you're in a club, you might have to pay your club
due.
Say if you wanted to buy a new car, you might go to your banker to arrange to the money.
Borrow.
And you probably heard that expression that good workers get mighty nowadays.
Scarce? Okay.
Or say a boy...
I don't... Now scarce, I guess I use some. I don't think it's a word I use very often.
Say if a boy was at a swimming pool, he runs down the springboard and goes in like so.
He dived.
And he, what would the participle form of that be? Say he has
dived.
What would you say you did if you dived in the water and landed flat on your stomach?
Belly buster.
Or say if a boy was playing around in the yard and he tucked his head down and kicked out his legs and went over like that.
Did a somersault.
When you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
The past of that would be
swim.
And you have swum.
I guess I don't know.
That's an easy one to trip over.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a storekeeper? Say if you went down there to pay off your bill, you ever heard of one giving you a little gift or present or something like that, just for paying it off?
Mm-mm. I don't know of a single person that does that.
Or, talking about swimming again, if a person gets in trouble in the water, he might
drown.
And the past of that would be
drowned.
What would you say a baby does before he learns to walk?
Crawl.
And if there's something up a tree that I need to get, I'd have to
climb it.
And the past of that is
climbed.
So say sometimes before a child goes to bed, says his prayers, he'll sometimes
kneel.
Or if you're feeling tired, you might say, well, I think I'll go in bed a while.
Get in bed? I'd probably say, I think I'll go lie down a while.
Or say, well, so-and-so was feeling really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just had to in bed all day.
Just seem to lie in bed all day.
What do you say you do when you begin to see these things in your sleep? You say
dream.
The past of that would be yesterday.
Dreamed.
Or you might say, well, I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
Or what would you say I did if I brought down my foot very heavy on the floor?
Stamped it.
Or
stomp.
Yeah. Or say a boy met a girl at a party and he wanted to see her home after the party was over. What would he probably ask her? Say,
if he can take her home. Can I take you home?
Or say if I got my car stuck in the mud, I might ask somebody to tie a rope onto my bumper and try to
pull you out.
Or get behind me and give me a
push.
Is there anything you might say if, other than just carry for having carry a very heavy suitcase a long distance?
Lug it.
Do you ever hear people around here say, tote it?
Some.
Tote it
that.
Uh-huh.
It's not anything I hear very often.
Well, what about if you were cooking something in the kitchen, I know a bunch of little children were around you getting in the way.